The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
Right now, in for Lucius Alexander, it's time for Chris Strong to bring us today's G-Bag of the Day.
Yeah, this desk has to have a warning right now. Carter's going to slam the desk a little bit more tomorrow back here after that Oklahoma loss.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he's gonna rage right now.
Nah, it's reasonable.
Yeah, we know Carter's going to be reasonable. I guarantee you he was at that game and probably stormed out.
You think halftime?
I mean, sometime in the second half, he was out of there.
He just starts screaming about the TriCaster and stuff. It's just like a flood of words that are related to work, because that's usually why he's melting down.
Yeah, he started spazzing out, and then they just kicked him out of the stadium is what happened. He didn't necessarily want to leave, but he was in endangerment.
Guys, this is G-Bag of the Day for this sunny Friday, December 27th, 2024. I'm Chris Strong, blessed and grateful to fill in for the great Lucius Alexander. He'll be back on Monday. We have a two-time winner looking for three-time.
Gotcha.
This was on the Disney Channel. Not the Disney Channel, but a Disney Channel. Pat McAfee joined the broadcast. And I can't believe this got through on air.
You boys are down there in front of the Tennessee fans. There has to be a lot of regret coming from down there.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible. I honestly am starting to feel bad for some of them. And the worst part is Thick Nut, a.k.a. Slim Nut, is busting his all over their face because he partying in front of them right now.
Yeah, anytime a nut goes wild, things get crazy.
Things do get crazy, Pat. I love that, Pat, no matter what, when one of his guys decides to venture into whatever waters, he's always there to go with him. Wherever it is you want to take me, he's down. He's not going to and sink into just how ridiculous they are.
If you're
going to
get in trouble, I'm going to get in trouble too.
That's right. He's got his teammates back. We appreciate that.
My favorite is the AO on the broadcast, just a loud, audible AO from the color commentator there. That was fantastic.
Be nice if he knew not to pick up the ball.
Let's look at today's nominees. Okay, talk about the Thursday night game last night while Brian Broaddus was on Peacock. The Bears fumbled, 6-3 loss, and this inspired a Bears fan to create this song to the tune of 12 Days of Christmas.
On the first loss of this streak, the Bears, they gave to me a heartbreaking Hail Mary. On the second week of this streak, the Bears, they gave to me, stomped by the Cards and a heartbreaking Hail Mary. On the third week of this streak, the Bears, they gave to me, three lousy points, stomped by the Cards and a heartbreaking Hail Mary.
On the fourth week of this streak,
the Bears, they gave to me,
blocked field goal,
three lousy points, stomped by the Cards and a heartbreaking Hail Mary. On the fifth week of this streak, the Bears, they gave to me, overtime tease. Block field goal, tree lousy points, stomped by the Cards and a heartbreaking Hail Mary. On the ninth week of this streak, the Bears, they gave to me, blowout loss at home, Monday night melt on new head coach, not winning, no time up, I flew overtime tease. Block field goal, tree lousy points, stomped by the Cards and a heartbreaking Hail Mary. The Bears.
That's solid. That's a pretty good little ditty right there. The Bears, I mean, they deserve all the hate and vitriol, man. They are, what a sad franchise that is right now. Down completely bad. Have they broken Caleb Williams? Everywhere they turn, they just put the biggest schmo in the world on the sidelines and say, try and figure this out, and they have no idea what they're doing. Since that infamous Hail Mary disaster versus the Commanders, they're 0-10. They have a minus 109 point differential. Caleb Williams has been sacked 47 times, and the hope is all gone.
This was incredible. The production design on this was 10 out of 10. This man knows how to work Adobe Audition. And
That's a true music producer right there.
Yeah, that took some skill, and it was even longer than that. If you couldn't tell, I skipped some days in there because I wanted to get through it.
But. It was a lot of days. A lot of days of sadness in Bears country right now.
Let's check out our second nominee for today. This is actor and comedian Cam Patterson.
Oh.
He went to a Colorado game, wanted to check out Prime, I guess. And he was on the field just because he's a celebrity. He was mistaken for a recruit.
You know, it's crazy. I went to a Colorado Buffalo game recently, and I had on the uniform. I had like a jacket on, and a bunch of white people just thought I was a recruit, and that was the funniest shit ever. They're like, he can't be here to read. It's not a reader. It's a running back. This is crazy. And it was cool because I was in line the whole time. Like, one lady was like, are you going to go here? You going to come here? I was like, I might. I'm thinking about it a little bit. I got three schools lined up right now. It's Florida, Georgia, and here. You feel me? And then she was like, but you can't beat these views. And I...
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I wanted to be funny, so I was like, you can't beat the white bitch. And I walked off, and she was there.
Oh, my God. Cam's hilarious. Dude. He's a legend. Thanks to me discovering Kill Tony in the last year, I've discovered him. And, yeah, he's pretty special, man. He's hilarious.
That was special. And, you can't beat them white blank right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Shout out to Lucius Alexander. He'll be back here on Monday. He always has a huge stock of G-Bag of the Day that he just doesn't use one uh-huh. day, another day. I picked this one from the ones he didn't use this week. And this is a street preacher out trying to save lives. He's trying his best.
You're gonna need him. Keep on living. Keep on living. Keep on. Lord of mercy. That's what they do. They run around. They run to the motel. Sex, sex, sex. And Chinese food. Then they smoke the weed. Then they smoke the weed. Oh, God. They smoke the weed. Lord of mercy. Jesus.
Boy, he's got some that's some Pentecostal to him right there.
He's got some strong takes.
Oh yeah, that's the you've heard you remember Sam Kinison?
Yes.
Did you ever see Sam Kinison do, because he wanted to be a preacher before he's a comedian?
No.
And like big tent revival stuff.
Wow.
And when Sam Kinison launches into that, whenever he would do the whole thing where he's like, you know, they ask me if I still have it in me, if I could testify, and he just starts launching. That's what it reminded me of. Instead of like Sam Kinison there.
Yeah, dude. Okay, I'm just discovering who this guy is.
Sam Kinison? You don't know Sam Kinison?
I didn't know who this was.
I mean,
he was born in
school?
The '50s.
Yeah,
he died Hell's before I even was born.
Car accident. Yep.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Really sad because he cleaned up too. He was had a lot of issues with drugs and alcohol. Cleaned up and then ended up getting a car accident.
Wow. All right. Well, at least he's getting a little love here in the G-Bag.
Sorry
Nation.
To bring you down.
Thanks
yeah.
to Bobby Belt. No, that was good. It was a fun fact.
It's okay. You brought things down a little bit, but it's a sunny day. We had Jerry Jones earlier today, and Chris Arnold had a rare opportunity to talk with him on air, and they hearkened back to some of the days of the past. Plus, Jerry finished this off with CA's slogan.
Chris, it's great to be on with you, man.
It's been a while.
So far back, and I can just think of all the good times that we've spent enjoying these last 30-something years. So good to be on with you, Chris. And
you too.
And both of you.
Oh, yeah. And Jerry, hadn't talked to you since the pandemic on the radio, but again, it's great talking to you. We got some stories to tell. Oh, on and off the air.
Woo-wee. It's good.
He loves hitting that ooey, man. Yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah, him and CA, the amount of special moments those two guys have shared together.
I remember Jerry and I sitting with Michael Dukakis. We were having cocktails. We were talking about how long it had been since we had seen Faye Dunaway.
Limited fake Chris Arnold in the building. That is strong. We usually get one of those every couple of years. We get a Jerry Ooh-wee, just as strong as ever. CA brings the best out of people. The calf rise conversation was pretty good.
It was beautiful. Yeah, that calf conversation at the end as well kind of continued the Xavier Leggett conversation that's been going on and the squirrel brains and all that. So we might have to play that next week on G-Bag of the Day as well.
Yeah, that would be worth it. CA tried to set him up. And Jerry was, he navigated those waters pretty nicely, I would say. Live from B-Dubs with Bobby Belt in attendance, and now he's in studio with us right now. All right, is that it?
That's all
Chris
we got
Strong,
today.
That's what
yes,
we got.
Sir.
All right, those are the nominees here. Is it your two-time champ looking for three? McAfee's crew is nuts. Is it the Bears Christmas song diss track? Is it comedian Cam Patterson ballsacking the Buffs fan base? We have the Street Pastor or Jerry and CA. Just a couple of Hall of Famers cutting it up. Oh, what are we going to do here? I actually like that Cam Patterson joke. I think that's pretty strong right there. That's going to be my vote.
I always enjoy a good Chris Arnold interaction with one of his famous friends, so I'm going Jerry.
Okay, 1-1, Chris.
I'm rocking with that Cam Patterson clip as well.
2-1, and Broadus finally has a vote that matters this week.
Yeah, how about that? Let's go with Cam Patterson. I put a star by it, and we'll vote for that today.
There it is, Cam Patterson, your new G-Bag of the Day champion right here on 105.3 The Fan. All right, on a football Friday, let's get you some NFL news of the day. And I think Bobby's got some good Cowboys questions for us as well. He's with us all hour. Let's football it up next year in the nation.